I don't know how far you're planning to travel for the holidays, but I think we went to grandmother's house and back and then returned for some more cookies for this whatever so was a worthy weekend.
It's the weekend update.
You didn't see a big bad wolf out there, did you?
No, they don't go to where we go. Particular Dallas station. No, we were out there, and of course it kicked off with the Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. Aaron Wilde was down there in the Klee and hanging out with Hank fans, and we have one more. It is our 2025 finale of what has been a three-legged Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. It was so successful it mutated, and we just kept going.
Trying to picture it.
And our final one's going to be this Friday. Aaron Wilde will be with you at the Chicken E in the Bury, Chicken Express there in Granbury. So mark it down this Friday, 4 to 6, Hank FM, hands shall be shaken. But past that, well, along with all of the, so many towns, a couple more are coming up, I know, Springtown, etc., this weekend, but a lot of little communities had their little either parade of lights, or Alito, showing up everybody with the drone show.
Benbrook had
fireworks, too, so I don't know. I think everybody was trying to outdo their neighbor.
Yeah, and it was Christmas time in Alito, and because it's Alito, guess how you spell time?
Oh,
it's with T-Y-M-E. It's so fancy. We're giving Alito, okay? That's what we're doing.
Oh, they had a lot to celebrate the weekend. But we were out there, as we mentioned, Saturday morning there at Stockman's Mercantile in De Leon. Stockman family are fantastic in Comanche County, and that was a lot of fun. Just west side of the West. I texted my dad. I passed the Smokestack restaurant on 20.
Oh,
and our exit isn't until 5 more. Yeah, we were trucking it out there. Love it out there, guys. It was fun. It was a blast down there in the stockyards. And yesterday, the good folks that came out, both Boo Race locations, Crowley, and then with you out there in Hudson Oaks. What a good time. What a lot of good done. And what a lot of brand new unwrapped toys that were given. And classic cars that were oohed and or awed at, or both.
Congratulations going out to Larry in his 1975 Corvette.
Larry won it.
No, not that Larry. We have an assortment of Larrys. Let's not get confused.
We do have inordinate amount, actually, of Larrys that attend.
Yeah, this is not the mayor. The mayor did bring the Blue Goose, which is one of his vehicles. But no, this one went to a 1975 Corvette. And Larry walked up and said, I want number 50, because that's how old my car is. And boom, took off with the entire thing. It was so cool because from the Parker County Cruisers, one of the guys out there said, he's like, well, they're used to paying for car shows. And that's just not how we roll at Boo Rays. I mean, we're just more about the experience.
Yeah.
He pulls out a stack of 20s. He's like, I want to donate. I know.
How much are we talking about here?
I know, right? I'm like, oh, dear. We're not.
Hi.
We're disc jockeys. So, right. So we said, yeah, just hand it on over to Casa Hope for Kids.
Fantastic. Fantastic right there. So big thanks to both locations, all the Hank fans that came out, both on the north and the south side of the Boo Rays experience. That was great for the weekend. What else do you have trucking along? You hung out with a lot of teens?
I did. Well, I was teens and tweens.
Okay.
Because it's giving. It's giving a Wicked Christmas Carol, which is what my children were in over the weekend at the middle school. Both of my children, which lends for an interesting experience. Baby Bo kind of rocked it. His big line, I don't want to be in the dungeon for Christmas.
Okay.
And so we spent
two
full productions.
But now you have a pretty good threat to give
me. I know, no kidding. And then my daughter, she's really into the tech. So as the director said, the best techie you will never see. So we never saw her, and she wore black and hid from us. So it's kind of like home. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
congratulations
to the Alito Theater Department. Another fabulous production. What about you besides that?
Well, duh. Yeah, so it's
tuxedos.
All consuming.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, 19 days till the wedding, RSVP, 921hankfm.com. So we'll have, yes, I said yes to a tux.
Ooh.
Was it the one on the Hank Facebook page? That'll be coming up on the way, but I do feel rather dapper and distinguished.
It's giving mustard.
But I also feel in a bit of a bind because... Elle's making a decision.
I think it's
a little too close to the launch date of the wedding. And the means in which she wants to go about it. I'm going to just say, I'm going to need you on my side here as my emotional support DJ.
Wow, is this where you have to pull the man card?
No, okay, so what it has nothing to do with anything like that. I just think it is logically, by every single, it's not a logical thing to do.
Okay, so
and
what,
she's going to do it.
Whatever you do.
And I agreed to help, because I'm saying
no,
yes to anything.
No,
I said yes to the dress, okay. And I can't even see it.
Oh my gosh, okay, so what you want to do, do not tell her to calm down. Because if you tell her to calm down... She's going to go six kinds of crazy and just do it.
Well,
just go for it. No.
I won't tell her to calm down, but we will call her 747 on the way. A little love on the air.
Good morning, Hank fans and family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're waking up with
Hank FM.